ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, Text 15. Correct. 15? So I can see what's going on here a little. Atas Twam Rishi Mukyebhyo Yata Shilam Yata Ruchi Atmaja Paridehi Adya Vistrinihi Yasho Bhove Atas Tvam Rishi Mukyebhyo Yata Shilam Yata Ruchi Atmaja paridehyadya Vistrinihi yashobhuve Atastvam rishi mukyebhyo Yata shilam yata ruche Atmaja paridehyadya Vistrinihi yashobhuve Atastvam rishi mukyebhyo Yata shilam yata ruche Atmaja paridehyadya Vistrinihi yashobhuve Unto the foremost say of the sages. Oh, okay. All right. Looks like a little mistake there. Yata shilam. According to temperament. Yata ruche. According to taste. Atmaja, your daughters, Paridehi, please give away, Adya, today, Vistranihi, spread, Yasha, fame, Bhuvi, over the universe. Translation. Therefore, today, please give away your daughters to the foremost of the sages, with due regard for the girls' temperaments and likings, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. All right. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The nine principal rishis or sages are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, and Atharva. All these rishis are most important, and Brahma desired that the nine daughters already born of Kardama Muni be handed over to them. Here, two words are used very significantly. Yata Shilam and Yata Ruchi. The daughters should be handed over to the respective rishis, not blindly, but according to the combination of character and taste. That is the art of combining a man and woman. Man and woman should not be united simply on the consideration of sex life. There are many other considerations, especially character and taste. If the taste and character differ between the man and woman, their combination will be unhappy. Even about 40 years ago, in Indian marriages, the taste and character of the boy and girl were first of all matched, and then they were allowed to marry. This was done under the direction of the respective parents. The parents used to astrologically determine the character and tastes of the boy and girl, and when they corresponded, the match was selected. This girl and this boy are just suitable, and they should be married. Other considerations were less important. The same system was also advised in the beginning of the creation by Brahma. Your daughters should be handed over to the rishis according to taste and character. According to astrological calculation, a person is classified according to whether he belongs to the godly or demoniac quality. In that way, the spouse was selected. A girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. A girl of demoniac quality should be handed over to a boy of demoniac quality. Then they'll be happy. But if the girl is demoniac and the boy is godly, then the combination is incompatible. They cannot be happy in such a marriage. At the present moment, because boys and girls are not married according to quality and character, most marriages are unhappy and there is divorce. It is foretold in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, married life will be accepted on the consideration of sex only. When the boy and girl are pleased in sex, they get married. And when there's deficiency in sex, they separate. That is not actual marriage, but a combination of men and women like cats and dogs. Therefore, the children produced in the modern age are not exactly human beings. Human beings must be twice born. A child is first born of a good father and mother, and then he is born again of the spiritual master and the Vedas. The first mother and father bring about his birth into the world. Then the spiritual master and the Vedas become his second father and mother. According to the Vedic system of marriage for producing children, every man and woman was enlightened in spiritual knowledge, and at the time of their combination to produce a child, everything was scrutinizingly and scientifically done. Atastvam rishi mukhyebhyo yata shilam yata ruchi atmaja paridehyadya vistranihi yasho buvi. Therefore today, please give away your daughters to the foremost of the sages, with due regard for the girl's temperaments and likings, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Jatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikap Churubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anant Kuri Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. So, Hare Krishna, devotees, this is very important, but at the same time, very sensitive and subtle subject matter. It is Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. It is subtle, it's very sensitive, because it's not so easy to do this. It's not so easy to really, through any means, astrological or just psychological, social, whatever means, astrologically particularly, of course, this was the case here. But it's not so easy to make those calculations and come to the conclusions correctly of what is the nature of this young man and what is the nature of this young lady or of anyone, whoever. It's not so easy at all, because this is extremely subtle subject matter. One important point, first of all, is that, as I understand, you need to know the birth date and time of the people very precisely. If you don't know it very precisely, then you're calculating for the wrong person. You're calculating for another person, and you'll get another result. Like, for example, I asked my mother, would you believe, what time of the day was I born? And would you believe, she couldn't remember. So that's that, for me. There's no way, as I understand, there's no way of really doing a precise and proper calculation for me. That's it. Anyway, it's a bit late now. We don't know how many years we have left, although we're pushing on as best we can. Yeah, but if I was, what would you say, 50 years younger, that's quite a bit, 50 years younger, it could be crucial if we were trying to do this sort of thing. And I know of at least one case in Russia, because, you know, the Russians, well, you don't really know, I suppose, but the Russians, they really get into these things. They really get into everything. It's quite something to see. They really get into things much more than a lot of people. So they also get into astrology much more. So there's this one place where I go regularly, Omsk. And they decided to do astrological evaluations of the senior devotees and then make sure that they're properly engaged in particular services according to their real natures, according to the astrological calculations. So the main person, the regional secretary, I will not mention his name, but really nice devotee who I know well, and a very good preacher, and a brahmachari to this day, although he's been a devotee for, it could well be 25 to 30 years. So anyway, they did their calculations according to what they understood to be the way to do these things. And the clear conclusion beyond a shadow of doubt was that he was a Sudra. Although he'd been living and practicing as a Brahmin, Brahmachari, and leading preacher for many years and very successful, but according to their calculations, he was a Sudra. And he was part of this whole process for trying, you know, the whole program for figuring these things out. So he thought, ah, all right, then I guess I'm a Sudra. And he started trying to live as a Sudra. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. And it became just a real disturbance. And then they realized, whoops, must have made some errors there. I don't know in what ways, maybe time of birth, or I don't know exactly, but they'd obviously made a serious mistake, so they threw the whole program out the window. Just went back to life as usual, you know, sort of simple behavioral approach to life. But it's much easier to make mistakes. Just in general in life, it's much easier to make mistakes than it is to do anything correctly. And something like this, which has such vast, the implications are just so far-reaching. It's so easy in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, it's so easy to make mistakes in calculating very subtle things like astrological considerations. But in these days here, it was done, not just was it done, it was just the normal thing. It was just the way life went on. At least if you were in the higher three varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, then this is how they lived. You know, they still, in India at least, they still try to do it now, and oftentimes they're fairly successful. And at least in regard to the subject matter here, that, you know, there at least there's a history. As I understand, it sort of deteriorated and it's deteriorating further. There's a history of doing these calculations for young men and young women in terms of their compatibility for marriage. And in the history, well, Prabhupada mentions here, even about 40 years ago, which means now, like 80 to 90 years ago, say 100 years ago or something, in Indian marriages, these things were all calculated. And, you know, it appears that they got things fairly correct, because the incidence of divorce in marriage was extremely low. That doesn't mean that there was not a fair number of marriages where they are sort of just tolerating each other and hanging in there because divorce was so heavily stigmatized. But it appears, even in the current days, that however it's working, that the marriages are more successful than in the Western world. I remember being in Finland. I used to go to Finland almost pretty much every year, going back sometime. And it was quite a while ago. It might have been 20 years or 15, probably 15 or so. And there was a whole debate in Parliament, official. I mean, they were enacting legislation in regard to the divorce laws, because they felt that this law where, you know, husband and wife are legally together, literally until death do us part. And if you want to break it at any point, then it's a whole complicated, expensive, and painful procedure. They felt this was not working sufficiently, because the divorce rate, I forget what the divorce rate was, but it might have been in the vicinity of 50% or something substantial. So there was this whole debate going on in Parliament, and it was in the news every day when I was there one time. And there were different suggestions. And I don't know what the conclusion was. The devotees told me about it, that there was one suggestion that a 1 year, in terms of the legal contract, a 1 year renewable contract, where after 1 year, and on a certain day, you can walk out the door and that's it. And there's no whole court case and lawyers and money and back and forth and sometimes very painful process that the people have to go through. But then they thought, 1 year's too short. So then someone suggested 10 years, 10-year renewable contract, same idea, but 10 years, and then you can just say goodbye. And that's it. Done. There's no process at all. It's just like, it's unless you sign the paper to renew it, it's finished. But then they decided that was too long, apparently. So I was told, I was there for some days, this was going on. I was told, I don't know how it worked out actually, it'd be interesting to find out. But I was told by the devotees who were just monitoring it a little, that it seemed like they were going to settle on a 5-year renewable contract. Something like it automatically renews unless you cancel it. But if you cancel it, it's just canceled. And you don't even have to get a lawyer. Don't have to do anything. You just fill out a form, canceled, goodbye. Well, it's Kali Yuga, isn't it? It's Kali Yuga. It's amazing. And it's becoming Kali Yuga more and more. Yes, so... and of course they think increased freedom, like the country where I'm born, New Zealand, the Prime Minister, a woman who's sort of plus or minus 40 years old, she and her partner, devotees, are not married. They're not married. They're together. They just had a child, I don't know, a year or so ago or something. But they are not married. She's the prime minister. Yeah. And, you know, she's relatively successful at being prime minister, it seems, compared to some of these people. Yeah. But in that place, you know, New Zealand, you'd have to go there and be there to understand how it works. It's, you know, as far as adopting Kali Yuga standards, it's way ahead. It's way ahead. They had a transgender member of parliament years ago, a man who had transformed into being a woman years ago. Yeah. So now there's the prime minister, sort of the top person, just living with a man they're not married. And they have a child, and life is going on, and hurry ball. Well, not really hurry ball, but the material equivalent, such is life. So they feel like this, just like that they feel that by just making things freer, easier, you can do what you feel like doing more easily. They feel that this is the path to happiness. And they feel, well, because they feel that all these restrictions, like in the legal marriage in this particular case, that all these restrictions are unnecessary and artificial, and they are what cause pain. They don't understand that the tendency to engage in illicit activity, just the tendency to sense gratification, just gratify your senses, that's the goal of life. They don't understand that that is the problem. The restrictions are not the problem. The tendency towards just do anything if it feels good, that's the actual problem. And in order to make people happy, happier, and to make society more stable, that needs to be addressed. How to make the people more stable. Which of course can only really be done through Krishna consciousness, at least ultimately. Just like I remember when I was young, that it was the hippie stage, the hippie revolution, really massive phenomenon. And then the whole idea that sex life is for marriage. And prior to marriage, there's no place for sex life. That was done away with. That was done away with. Oh, gosh. Because they felt that it restricts us. We feel we want to do these things, but now we're restricted, and that restriction causes pain. So let us do away with the restriction, and the pain will be done away with. You know, unfortunately, that's not the case. It's your tendency to just low, gross, sensual activity. That's the problem. That is what causes the pain. Not the attempt to stop you from doing that. So these things are being discussed here in the verse, in this purport, and it's a very important subject. Did we mention the other day? Anyway, just recently, we were reading from Prabhupada Lilamrita, And the first initiation happened, and then just more or less immediately afterwards, Srila Prabhupada sort of confronted, I think, as I remember, Mukunda, now Maharaj, and his then wife, Janaki, who, I mean, not his then wife, his then live-in girlfriend, Janaki, and Prabhupada put it to them strongly that why don't you get married? And for them it was like, oh, really? Hadn't thought about that so much. But they were living together, completely living together in that mode of existence. So Prabhupada pressed them, and they were sort of innocent young people that at that time, and you know, Prabhupada had such a standing in their eyes and so much influence over them that they agreed and they became married. But otherwise, it was, you know, in those days, for people to get married, a young man, young woman, was like kind of, you know, old hat, old fashioned. Yeah. And I remember one fairly famous, popular musician of those days, John Mayall, wrote a song which so many young people appreciated. It was called Marriage Madness. Oh, Krishna. Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is just, it's so amazing what it does. Yes. So, but in those days, in these days, of course this is going way back, but even, you know, say 100 years ago or something like that, the astrologers, they had that sort of capacity, that sort of ability, and the people who they were doing the analyses of, they were coming from that sort of background, relatively speaking, very stable background, where all these types of considerations were there, at least to a substantial and real degree. And so it could be done and it worked. But otherwise, as Prabhupada says here, a girl of godly quality should be handed over to a boy of godly quality. A girl of demoniac quality should be handed over to a boy of demoniac quality. Well, I don't know if that's going to work so well, but I mean, the demoniac ones coming together, they may be demoniac with each other or on each other. But definitely, where it's possible to analyze the actual nature of people in fact and put people together who are actually compatible, then this point of household life, which is such an important point in human society, then it can work better, or then it can actually work. Yes. So like this, this is an aspect of Vedic civilization. This is an aspect of, ultimately, of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, as Prabhupada says here, that it, just on the basis of physical attraction, sexual activity, the young man and young woman come together and make their decisions on those bases, and then they get married, or, you know, in so many cases they don't bother with that. And then when the sex life isn't working so well, they just separate. So Prabhupada says, this is not actual marriage, but a combination of men and women like cats and dogs. Therefore, the children produced in the modern age are not exactly human beings. As the famous verse says in the second canto, Swavid vara hostra karai, samstuta purusha pashu, nayat karna patopeta, jatu nama gadagraja. That men means people who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men, which could be just men, but it's people. Praise those people who never worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's just find the verse. Camels. Oops. 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 Dogs, hogs. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils. And in this regard, some years ago now, 10, 15 years ago, I saw photos of where in England, when the devotees, by the arrangement of George Harrison of the Beatles, made the Hare Krishna record. And somehow, particularly in England, it was promoted and encouraged in such ways that it became extremely popular and was at least somewhere near the top of the hit parade. Means practically more people were buying that record than, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and all the top people of those days. And listening to it and thinking, wow, yes, this is very nice. And so the devotees, in order to promote it, popularize it and to preach, they arranged to do programs, or just really to chant the mantra, in nightclubs in England. And I saw photos. They're the devotees, just, you know, classic, the devotees, sitting on the stage with their instruments and doing kirtan. And there are these people, you know, you just see the photos, and these are just first-class sudras at best, you know, or less. They're just, you know, the nightclub crowd. And there's so much smoke there from the cigarettes and liquor. And there are all these young people looking at the devotees. And I realized, gee, it wasn't so easy. Yeah, it was not so easy. Because people who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses don't praise pure devotees, saintly people. They praise those people who, well, the verse says, who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. That's a fact. But what it means, the implication is, men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise those men who are big hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Very successful dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. And they emulate them. They want to be like them. And not like the saintly devotees. So therefore, the devotees at that time, it was very popular for a few weeks, or a few months or something like that. But then it wasn't so popular. Yeah, because the people, for something to be popular amongst the people in general, it has to be something which is really for dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Otherwise, how can they be attracted? They have different tastes, really different and very strongly established tastes for other things. Yes. Just like as Prabhupada made the point, at university, there is no department teaching self-realization, teaching who you are. There's just this assumption that you are this body and, you know, just don't worry about anything else. Just live like that. But in the universities, you don't find any department of that sort, generally, particularly in the Western world. But you find things, all sorts of things, how you can get a job and get money and live nicely, like that, on the material platform. Therefore, you know, sometimes we think how to popularize Krishna consciousness, which we need to do. But the problem is that the audience for whom, amongst whom we must popularize Krishna consciousness, to a greater extent than not, they're like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, to be quite frank. I mean, there's a section who are not like the more pious, the more new age style people, somewhat spiritually, alternatively minded, how to save the ecology and make things better. But they're so absorbed in mental speculation and all sorts of strange ideas, plus generally on the material platform, that it's not easy to deal with them also. They're not just an automatic market that will just accept Krishna consciousness. Yes, but anyway, still it's our duty, our sacred duty, to carry on presenting Krishna consciousness and not be too upset if the numbers of people who come to it, who accept it, the number is not so great. As Prabhupada said, when you're trying to sell diamonds, you cannot expect to sell a lot. But if you're selling some cheap plastic something or artificial something like that, oh, you may get so many people. So, yeah. So here now, with these nine daughters of Kardama and Devahuti, Lord Brahma is directing that have them married to the nine principal sages whose names we read. And in this way, your fame will be spread all over the universe, because those marriages will be very successful, very nice offspring will come, and like this, life within the universe will be improved. So anyway, what to do? What to do? Hare Krishna. Well, that's what to do. Chant Hare Krishna. First thing to do, chant Hare Krishna. Second thing, read Prabhupada's books and follow the regulative principles, and then see how somehow to try to influence these people who in so many cases have strong lower tendencies but how to help them see that actually Krishna consciousness can help them become truly happy in life. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question, Maharaj? Oh, Mother Rukmini. Oh, you've got your microphone there. That's all right. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.